anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, so this time of year, I always go on and on, right? Best time of year. Look, I'm already kind of sad about football.
You just said it's the best time of year, and you followed it up with it. Now I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, I like football so much. I heard somebody being like, "Well, there's only 8 games left." I was like, "So good."
Okay, you know what? You look at the records. Yeah, I did the same thing. Like, really?
Well, an NFL keeps rolling, but when you're a college football nut like I am, it's just like you got this weekend, next weekend, but you know, you forget 2 weeks before Thanksgiving so having full slate of Saturday games is awesome.
Yeah.
Also, you would never need to know this if you ever see Florida. If you ever see Tennessee and Alabama playing, you know it's the third week of October. They always do it.
Ted, I don't know if you're pathetic, if you're scary, if you're wonderful, but you're all of those things just with that one statement. You are all of those things.
This is the F1 racer song. Who would know that?
I have Willow.
So, it teeters on pathetic. What was I going to say? But also, like I started with, great time of year. So besides football, college football, again, you have baseball. You have the NLCS and you have the ALCS. Yeah. So yesterday on these very airwaves, I was talking about the Yankees. It's like, they're gonna sweep Cleveland. Cleveland doesn't have a chance. Cleveland was down. It looked like that game was over. Yep. They had an amazing comeback last inning. Couple home runs, home run to end the game, and just listen to the sounds and tell me this isn't exciting.
Yankees a strike away. Thomas drills one into deep left center field. Judge is on the run. He looks up. It's off the top of the 19-foot wall. Tying run will come to the plate once again. Oh! Oh, my goodness! Big Christmas has tied it! John Kenzie Noel! The biggest swing of his life. Two outs. Bottom of the 10th. Fry. Deep drive.
Damn.
Left field. Fry's watching. It is a walk-off home run. David Fry lights up the Cleveland night.
I will die on this hill. There is nothing that beats the pop of a major crowd, a stadium full of people, when something phenomenal like that happens. There is
I agree. I make fun of Cleveland all the time. It's the mistake by the lake and this and that. Earlier in the office today, I go, Miles, you got to watch this. This is a guy with his camera phone. He's got to be, what would you say, Miles? At least 3 blocks away from
the
stadium.
He's farther than that.
3 blocks.
No,
well, he's probably farther than that.
No, he can't. I mean, he is probably a quarter mile.
All right.
Half mile away.
But you hear it. Just go. If you go on any social media, you could find it. So he's just got his camera out there, and you hear the stadium. You can hear the crack of that bat.
Yes.
And then when that stadium goes electric, they're shooting off fireworks. I mean, look, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it again. I hate Cleveland. No reason to care for the Guardians, but just being a sports person, and Mike's right, like just that excitement and everything, you're just like, God, that's fun.
Well, I will say, when you legitimately don't have a horse in the race, right? So Super Bowl, World Series, neither team's your team. Maybe you're leaning one way or another. When there is that moment and you hear the crowd respond like that, there is something about that that's so infectious.
I don't hate Cleveland. I would say this. I root for the underdog in those situations where you don't have a horse in the race.
Sure,
correct.
So you expect the Dodgers to be there, the Yankees. The Guardians, good for them. But to be able to do that and hopefully get some momentum, and I'd rather see them there than the usual.
Yes.
That's why I was so happy when the Astros were kicked out.
Yeah, and I think it's natural. I mean, I think combat sports can be a little different because usually it's just two men or women.
Yeah.
So you can cheer for the favorite. And sometimes I will cheer for a favorite just because, you know, did a math in the background, like nobody cheers for us unless you went there.
Always.
So, right. But Miles is right. Generally, you watch the underdog. I mean, hell, you watch some college football games and you're just like, I mean, like Vanderbilt. I have no ties to Vanderbilt.
Ooh, that was weird, Ted. I was down
but
on kind of...
Alabama, when they beat Alabama, you're damn right I was sitting on my couch like, come on, Vandy!
I was in Florabama, or whatever they call that at that time, when that game
went
down.
Oh, yeah.
And Ted...
Oh, those people had to be pissed.
There were a group of people that were on one side, and two people were crying, all right?
Yeah.
So, those were all, obviously, the Alabama fans. All the other fans were Georgia fans, Florida State fans, Florida fans, Georgia State fans.
Of course.
And they were absolutely losing their mind and just taunting at this other group across the bar because Vandy had that long pass in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they, at the other side, they lost it. It was crazy.
Yeah. And I will say... I think music-wise, like, you know, you follow a band around. Part of it is just the scene. You know what I mean? Look, you go to a Pearl Jam show, right? There's people that have seen 20-some shows. Dead Company, Fish, anything. Like, you follow the scene. And it is special sometimes when you see them at a certain spot or this or that. But it also just happens more. Yes. Whereas, like, sports, like, there's no guarantee your team's going to be good, right? Like, these moments are exciting. And frankly, like, there's... zero you could do about it.
Also, those people are also Browns fans. So they need some help.
Yeah, they're definitely cheered.
Right, like this weekend, right? The Sounders, you know, decision day, the Sounders are going to host the Timbers. Like, that's going to be an awesome event. People are going to be pumped, you know?
Specifically because of the teams, right? It gets a lot more intense, man.
I did mention, I just can't get over this. I was telling Mike and bring it back to rock music a little bit. I was telling you in Austin, they keep talking about the biggest weekend ever.
Biggest weekend ever, Ted.
Right.
Ever.
So, at the racetrack, if you had tickets today to go watch practice and stuff for F1, then you get to watch Sting.
And if they have any opinion,
Sting!
Oh, Sting.
And then tomorrow, after you watch practice, you get to watch Eminem. And at the same day, across the street at the stadium, you have number 5 Georgia playing number 1 Texas.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge game, man.
Two A-balls. Two A-balls.
Even if you do not like college football, that's a game worth watching. It's kind of like the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
You don't follow NFL all season, whatever, but you understand on this day it's fun, and you'll pay a little attention to the TV and see what's going on. This game is that, not just because of the ranks, but because of who they are, and they're playing each other. Like, this is a game to watch.
Yeah, and I'm not a massive fan of all these crazy, massive conferences. But credit to college football in the fact that, like, you have these massive matchups. And I think even a casual college football fan nowadays is like, oh, man, I actually got to sit down and watch that game. Yep. Or at least keep an eye on the score.
Do you think that's what's going to change people's perception of the massive conferences?
Right? Yes.
Like you said, like, it sucks because there's 800 teams in this conference. But these teams that don't normally play each other, you are now actually rivals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, there's always going to be chaos because it's college football. So as much as I love it, they screw everything up. They can never get everything correct. So, like, there's going to be chaos at the end of the season on who gets in, 12 teams, blah, blah, blah. But I do think it'll help. You know, for instance, I have a few friends that work at sports radio, and I always give them a hard time. You don't talk enough about college football. And they're like, people really care about baseball and NFL.
Yeah.
But now that you have these super conferences, they're like, oh, we can actually talk about it more.
Yep.
Because, like I said, there's a lot of people that just watch pro that are now going, well, I got to see this Texas-Georgia game.
You do. You do. Watch it.
Let's see. Speaking of that, if you're a Cougs fan, well, first of all, if you're a Huskies fan, thank God, you got a week off. That was bad in Iowa.
The pain ends.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a Coug, they're playing Hawaii tomorrow. You're going to have to mess around on the internet to find that one. That's up to you. I put that on you. We talked.
It's at 12:30 on CW. Yeah.
Is it on CW?
It is.
Oh, good. All right. My bad.
We got you,
my
man.
Bad, Cougs. I read it wrong. I thought you had to have some streaming service. There you go. So just turn on the CW. It's on your Xfinity.
Thank you, Tom.
I was going to say Georgia, Texas. That's 4:30 p.m. SNL. Beetlejuice himself, Michael Keaton, is hosting. Billie Eilish is the musical guest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and if you want to watch...
Michael Keaton, not Eilish. Although, quick thing, Billie Eilish, when she hosted, I thought she was phenomenal. She was hilarious on SNL.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We're going to New Jersey, where crews put the work in to restore power. At around 9 in the morning, customers all over Monmouth County, I hope I said that right, were suddenly left without power. Crews arrived at the facility to investigate and quickly found their culprit, a squirrel that had managed to get into the wrong area and shut the power off.
Reached his little hands up.
A little Jersey squirrel.
Yeah.
How to shut off your power.
Just kidding.
Hey, you ain't got no power no more.
Yeah.
They worked for several hours and everyone got their power back by the early afternoon. The squirrel, shocker, sadly did not leave the facility after the incident.
Oh,
you ever,
that sometimes happens.
Yeah. I have seen, it took us a minute to figure it out. I'm a teenager, I can't remember, we were visiting someone's house anyway, me and my buddies, and there is a squirrel in the middle of the street, clearly dead, but it was hairless. And we could not figure out for the life of us. We're like,
oh,
what?
It zapped.
Yeah. Yeah. We finally pieced it together.
Like, oh, man. Oh. They blow a transformer. You yeah, man. Blocks away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't have power for blocks away.
It gets wild, man. In other news, to Singapore, for one that just pisses me off, but where someone really isn't in the Halloween spirit. Someone out on a walk passed by a home that was already decorated up for the spooky season and decided to take a picture of the display that they had set up. The display featured a graveyard that was clearly marked for people's house pets and came complete with several graves that had been filled and marked with sweet pet names, including one that was still open and a red light emanating from it. This whole display had the desired effect on this passerby, as she didn't like it one bit.
Oh, come on.
She posted a photo of the decor and voiced her concern as if this was even appropriate given that it's not even Halloween yet.
It's October, dummy.
And wonders if it's even legal, as the graveyard seems to imply bloody violence towards animals.
Hmm. Has she ever seen a movie?
They also noted how the graveyard is labeled, splattered with blood, in the words, Pet Cemetery.
Like the movie. Like the book.
Like the book.
Like Stephen
even
King.
Even the remake of the movie that was based on the book. And no. It's Halloween.
No word if anyone agreed with her take on the post.
Like, now, look, man. I mean, just driving into work today, there are some creepy-looking Halloween decorations out there. One house in particular I thought did a great job, and it was actually creepy, but by no means does anyone find it upsetting.
No.
I mean, if, look.
It's Halloween.
Look, if you do it in the lobby of a veterinary clinic, that might be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Right.
But otherwise...
And it's like, it's a ripoff of a doggone movie.
That's probably why he even took the time to write Pet Cemetery.
Right.
Just so you can make the connection.
Big, bold letters. God. Like, okay, the Halloween season's not for you. Don't take anything from anything here. Because right. You it's clearly called... don't know anything about the culture, which is fine. Just be upset for 2 months, okay?
And this is a perfectly acceptable time of the year to be able to start putting that stuff out. Sometimes, like, if a radio station starts playing Christmas music right now, I want to punch him.
Yeah.
But this right. is okay.
This is halfway this through is, the month of October.
This is in the window of acceptability.
Right. This
it's
is
October 18th.
This is thriving Halloween time.
Jesus, man. What is wrong
it's
with
not even
people?
Halloween yet. Like, you want them to pull it out, like, in 2 weeks?
Okay, tell her, put up your Christmas tree Christmas
God,
Day.
God, for real.
Right? If that's the case.
I guarantee you, November 1st, that Christmas tree's up in her home.
Yeah, I know it is.
Mm-hmm. Wild story out of Arkansas. A local doctor's medical license has been suspended following allegations of troubling conduct inside his family clinic. A few months ago, the state medical board received a complaint that he was engaging in sexual contact with his staff, who were also his patients. I don't know how that works, but he was also sexually harassing these staff members as well. Security footage was submitted with the complaint that shows the event in which the doctor performed a sex act on a member of
okay,
his staff.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. That's all they say? Performed a sex act?
That's what they're saying.
I mean, there's only one.
No, what's the difference between a sex act and
if he's performing.
A sex act, to me, says it is oral,
correct.
Right?
It's
correct.
A sex,
what sex I'm thinking. Is
sexual
sex.
Intercourse is, that's sexual
right, he was having sex, right.
He
right.
was performing.
Performing a
now,
sexual
if you're
act.
Performing, you know, hello, my darling, hello. I mean, if you're performing.
Look at me.
There's only one thing that could be.
But he was doing this to a member of his staff with other staff members present and watching.
Well, I mean, if they're watching and not complaining.
And then he proceeded to walk about his clinic naked.
Family doctor.
A family doctor.
Family doctor.
His license was suspended and an investigation is underway. Look, I parade around my house after I do the deed. But, you know, it is how it is. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's
like
good
him.
News.
We take to the skies for a sweet story. In preparation for the ensuing hurricane, animal shelters in the area were also evacuated, taking the future pets to different shelters around the country to continue their search for their forever homes. One such shelter was due to make the long journey from Florence, South Carolina to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is where our story takes place. During the flight, the pilot met a small kitten by the name of Avery, and the two instantly bonded.
Oh.
Avery?
Avery.
The hell lives a cat Avery?
Huh? Well, you know, it's also now on a plane.
Wait a minute, hold
Avery
on.
Okay.
I adopt a cat, I'm going to call whatever the hell I want.
Well, of course that.
Yeah.
But that led the captain to adopt Avery and take him home for himself. They say it was love at 30,000 feet.
Part of my high club.
Gotta love it, man. I gotta love it. Mile High Club. It's a cat, man.
So,
what else do you call it?
He's a Southwest pilot, correct?
Yes.
Is that what they said? Does that mean when the rescue animals board the plane, they can sit wherever they want?
You just leave them free in the back.
Do they get in those lines, do you think, and get their number called?
Which section is
it? And then they pick, I know they're going to pick the window seat.
Cats are for sure.
Men's Room Sports, handful of college football games on tonight over on ESPN channels, Fox and CBS, and playoff baseball on TBS. Game 4 between the Yankees and Guardians is currently underway. Tomorrow, we got college ball all day long on ESPN, CBS, Fox, and ABC. Hawaii is in Pullman taking on the Cougs tomorrow at 12:30 on CW11. And then you've got Game 5 in the ALCS between the Yankees and Guardians at 5 p.m. on TBS. The Sounders are also home against Portland, taking on the Timbers at 6 p.m. on Apple TV. And your Seattle Kraken, after handling the Flyers with an impressive 4-6 win last night, it was a great game, they'll host Calgary Flames at 7 p.m. over on Kong, and that's tomorrow. Then on Sunday, we've got another early NFL game at 6:30 over on NFL Network between the Pats and the Jags. Two afternoon games on CBS and Fox, and Sunday Night Football sees the Jets and Steelers in primetime, but at the ripe time of 10 a.m., your Seattle Seahawks go into Atlanta to take on the strengthening Falcons in a beatdown to break the three-game losing streak. That'll be on Fox. As far as your weather, cloudy tomorrow, then we can expect some rain both Sunday and Monday, looking at temperatures ranging from the low 60s to the high 40s all weekend long. And that is it for your headlines. With that, have a great weekend. Mike Hawk is out.
Hey, have a good weekend. Lovely Jolene's up next with Disturbed tickets. We do have a special announcement for you Monday at 4:30.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend. And, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.